when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Everybody, welcome to our show. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, also about a lot of healthy aging information. We're on every week at this time, prn.fm. Also, for those of you that have friends that can't get on the computer, they're in a rush, you can also use your telephone to get on the show. This is very unique. The number to call, and I'll repeat it towards the end of the show, is 619-550-0869. This show is about health, spirituality, genetically engineered foods, the environment, Green America, seeds and the organic farming, exercise, dance, yoga, positive thinking, and love. Hey, what more do you want? We cover it all. And we get the best guests and the most unique, cutting-edge information. That's my job, and I'm doing it. You can also, if you like our show, rate us on iTunes. You can also hear previous shows on the archives. And I will give you my number at the end of the show and how to reach me. Today we have a great show, three topics. The first topic will be about the Green Festival. There's going to be one in San Francisco next weekend, and we have Denise Hamlin will be on in a minute to explain what's going on. She runs Green America, very, very outstanding lady that has lots of information that we're going to ask her some key questions today. Then we're going to talk about Day of the Dead. They call it Dia de los Muertos, very popular all over the country, more and more every year. We have some history on that and some events going on, and I have a special guest on that subject. Then towards the end of the show, I'm going to talk about what's going on in Washington up north, and the West Coast, Washington. They're having a vote on Tuesday, November the 6th, and we need volunteers to help do phone banking. This is the genetically engineered foods that we're fighting against Monsanto. We'll get into all that, but let's first talk about our first guest. Her name is Denise Hamlin, and she is the director of Green America, also the director of the Green Festivals. These festivals, I was there last week, great show. Amy Goodman was there to speak. There were wonderful activities, which I'll let Denise talk about in a second. Our next show is coming up on, and we'll repeat this as we go along, in San Francisco on November the 9th and 10th at the Concourse Exhibition Center. And this is going to be wonderful for 2 days. So, Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bobby. It was great to see you last week at the Los Angeles show.
Yes, it was great. Boy, you had people all over. You had great, great booths. Mm-hmm. This is one of the best shows I've ever been to, and I've been to many shows for many years.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, and thanks for having me on the show today.
You're welcome. I have a few questions for you.
Great.
The first question is, Let's tell her, we want to know what's new and exciting, what type of things you're going to have happening at the Expo in San Francisco this weekend.
Right. Well, this is our 12th year in San Francisco, and this is where we started Green Festivals in 2001, and now we're in, you know, six cities all over the country. This is a really amazing place where you can really come together to celebrate what's working in our communities and find really practical solutions. So you'll find out what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on in your community, and it also helps you as an individual or a family to really discover and pick up practical tips on how to green your life, and which is all what your show is about. So we have workshops, we have legendary speakers, and like you mentioned about GMOs, we find that that's a huge issue with families and people all over the country. In fact, you know, 93% of the people believe that we should have a label on our foods to inform us. And we have, you know, Prop 522 coming up next week, which we're all hoping that Washington State leads the country. And and after Prop 37 was defeated, there's just been an outpouring all over the country, and particularly in California, San Francisco, of people who are really taking action on this. So you can come there and find out all about the GMOs. In fact, we're going to be premiering a new movie. It's called, get this, GMO, Oh My God, GMO, OMG. And it is just a hysterical movie, very thought-provoking. Director Jeremy Siepert takes his family on a journey. It's a documentary to find out what's really on our plate. So I think that people will just be really excited about this. This is the premier showing of it in San Francisco.
Great.
And we're really looking forward.
Yeah, Denise, we have a lot of our listeners all over the country. Progressive Radio Network is stationed in New York City with Gary Null, and a lot of people back east, but we're trying to build up the West Coast, and with people like you and myself and others, especially the genetically engineered people, we're trying to get the West Coast going because we have so much activity in the West Coast. But before I ask you the next question about food and cooking, I'd like to have you tell our listeners some. I know you have some events going back east because I had some people back east asking me, when is the Green Fest going to be in New York or back east? Can you tell me that first?
Right. People can check out our website at greenfestivals.org. And we're in New York City at Pier 94 on Earth Day weekend. And then we'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center at the end of May. And those are in 2014.
Excellent. And I can tell all our listeners that I've been listening to my show. This is a great show. You're going to see everything there that you want to hear. The newest, latest stuff, it's tremendous. Denise does a great job. All right, Denise, next question. We've been hearing that food and cooking have been really popular elements at the Green Festival shows. Can you tell us more about the new, also can you tell us more about the new California artisanal marketplace? Artisanal marketplace.
Right. Right, so we have one whole area of our festival is all good food, and so people can, we have about 20 local businesses that are caterers, have restaurants, or famous chefs that are there feeding us all weekend. And this is all vegetarian, vegan, and raw, locally grown and produced foods, so people can have their lunch, breakfast, and dinner with us. We also have an organic beer and wine garden, so people can drink with us. Then we have workshops on our good food stage. So we bring chefs in from all over the area. These are very well-known chefs. Like I said, some of them have restaurants and TV shows. And they teach us how to make really good gluten-free, GMO-free, vegan, vegetarian, raw recipes. So it makes it really easy for people to walk away and say, hey, being a vegan isn't that difficult. And even we have two workshops that I'm particularly looking forward to, which are brand new, which is how to make, get this, nitrogen ice cream. Of course, there'll be plenty to taste, test.
Wow.
And get our other big one, bake a raw cheesecake that is so delicious and actually healthy for us.
That's great. Wow. Tremendous.
And
all right,
right, this whole California artisanal movement, this is where people are really, you know, artisans are making food, not only art, but food. And so we're bringing about 12 different California chefs in and artisans to craft bread, cheeses, pastries, really wonderful beverages. And these are all locally crafted in the Bay Area. So it's a chance to stop, shop, smell them, taste them, purchase them. They're just wonderful creations.
Wow. Yeah, Denise, let's talk about the Bay Area. That's for our East Coast listeners, the Bay Area means San Francisco, Oakland, the whole Northern California area. And that, to me, Denise, and I'm sure you'll agree, is a very, very progressive, hip, health-conscious area. And I am so happy about that. Let's tell our listeners about some of the Bay Area community and sustainable initiatives that are going to be profiled at the Green Festival.
Right, we have about a dozen local organizations that will be there with booths and speaking, and so they're going to be dealing with issues around raising healthy children, issues around our waterways, climate change, our oceans. There's even a whole group working on urban gardening and backyard gardening. It's all about how to make our families healthier. We have a panel of eco moms that are going to be talking about issues around and challenges about raising healthy children in the Bay Area. That's run by Joan Blades, and many of your listeners know her because she was the founder of Move On. And now she's got an organization called Moms Rising. And I tell you, these moms are rising up. They're some of the most dynamic women behind some of the GMO work as well. And one of my favorites is that we really look through the area and really look for what are the most positive things that are happening in our communities of youth. And we have five youth leaders with us from Youth Seed, Planting Justice, Oakland Food Connection, and Youth Hub. And they're going, these amazing entrepreneurs of color are going to walk us through what they're doing in their communities to build social enterprises and new businesses and completely transforming some of their communities and neighborhoods. And it's a workshop and a panel called Passion to Action.
Wow, that is tremendous. Well, can you please tell our listeners how they can learn more about the Green Festival? Give us some contact information, please. And also what's going on around the world, around the USA at least.
Great. And so we have a great website and all the information about the whole program guide, all the workshops, are on our website at www.greenfestivals, with an S since we're many, .org. And that will tell you everything that's happening on the 9th and 10th. We're there at the concourse from 10 a.m. We open the doors on Saturday. And there's all kind of ways that you can get in for free without paying. Like you ride your bike and you get in for free. You can bring 4 cans of food, which is a donation to the food bank there in the Bay Area, and get in for free. In fact, the last several years, we have been the largest single contributor to the food bank during this holiday season. And
wow.
We just really want to, tell people that, everybody, this is our holiday season, and if people are so inclined to purchase products, this is the best place to do it. We have over 400 businesses that have been screened for being the true green and socially conscious businesses in the area. So you can come there and do all your holiday shopping or all your home decorations or renovations right there at the Green Festival and have fun.
That's great. We've picked up a lot of people in the Bay Area that are really into the GMO issue, and so they're going to be excited to see that film. What do you know about the film? I know Jeffrey Siebert was on a radio show. I heard him. I'm trying to get a hold of him and because I want to get him on this show. But tell us about that film or some more activities that are going on that we haven't said yet.
Right. Well, we have 4 workshops and the film on GMOs. And you can, if your listeners are really interested in this, at Green America, we are running the national organization nationwide that is working on the GMO issue. And from the industry side as well as the consumer side, we just launched a big Cheerios campaign to get Cheerios, which is the number one selling breakfast cereal, to label. They have non-GMO Cheerios in Europe. And we think that we deserve non-GMO Cheerios. So any of your listeners can go to the greenamerica.org site or go to InsideGMO, GMOinside.org, and find out all about the activities. Join our Facebook family to find out what's going on. And, of course, we're monitoring what's happening in Washington as well with the election this week. We have 3 workshops at the Green Festival where we're going to take people through what a GMO is, why it's bad for us, and what you can do in your family or in your community. We also have this movie that we talked about, which is GMO, Oh My God. This is director Jeremy Seifert, and he has taken a journey around the world to really locate where GMOs come from and how they end up on our plate. And it's humorous, it's scary, it's extremely well done. And I think it's, you know, if for no other reason, people should come to the Green Festival just to see this amazing film that's just coming out now.
This is great, Denise. You've been wonderful. I want to give you a minute and a half for a final thought. But first, let me say this. If you heard the beginning of the show, I mentioned three things that I'm really, really involved in recently on my radio show, and that is genetically engineered foods, the Green America, because I was so impressed by you and your people. And, you know, your show, what I like about it, you've got activism all over the place. You've got people that are in the booth that are telling people what they should do, and so much to learn and see. And the third topic I'm really hot on is the seeds. Now, these are all tied in, by the way. Seeds,
oh, yes.
For growing your own organic foods in your own garden. So
right. We're
doing all those three things. How about your final thoughts, or you want to add to what I just said?
Well, I think you're very correct that people are very concerned about their health issues. And for us at Green America, one of the things what we're doing is not only are we working on the consumer side, educating people about labeling and the GMO issue, but we're also working on the industry side, and we put together a large group of industry leaders to really look at the feed issue. If by chance, like we did with organics, all of a sudden, you know, there's this huge demand and all of, like, you know, General Mills, for example, or anybody wants to go a non-GMO, where are they going to get these seeds? So we're also working on that end of the equation as well. So, you know, we're working on all of these things so we can have healthy options. And we try to make it, at the Green Festival, we try to make this fun. I mean, it's a festival. You know, it's a party. You know, that's the music, and there's dance, and we even had yoga classes all weekend. Each city we bring the local yoga studio in, and at San Francisco this year we're working with Lasting Lotus Yoga. We have Zumba classes. Like I said, we have an organic beer and wine garden, and we have a great area for the family. We have called the Green Kids Zone, which is we even bring in a DJ that teaches kids how to be their own disc jockey. And there's just fun events throughout the hall the entire 2 days. So we also have a Ford Motor with us because, you know, they have all these electric and hybrid cars now. And the impediment to buying one of these is that people have these, you know, like, what will they really be like my other car, like gas-guzzling cars? So we let people come there and test drive these cars and see how wonderful it is to have a car that is not gasoline-powered or it's the most efficient technology.
Your show has everything, Denise.
It has everything.
So great. It's a party, it's excitement, it's food, it's people, activism, helping, learning more about the world. There's more to learn there, and it's so impressive, and that's why I want to put you on the high part of our show in the future. So we're going to stay in touch. Richard Matthews was wonderful. I met Hans. When I met the three of you at the show last weekend in Los Angeles, it was wonderful. So thank you so much for being on the show, Denise. Mm-hmm. And next week I'll make an announcement, unless you have a better idea. Maybe you want to come on again for a few minutes. It's a last-minute announcement. You probably won't be able to because the show will be going on Saturday, November the 9th. So, but thank you anyway, and we will plug your show again next weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, Bobby, and thank your listeners.
All right.
GreenFestival.org. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Right. Yeah, Green Festival with an S, right? Green Festival with an S. So for our listeners, that's greenfestivalswithanS.org. Get to that website. You'll find out about all the events going on. As she said, in New York, they're going to be there in April during the Earth Day weekend. They'll be in Washington, D.C., this is a super, super health show. All right, let's move on to our next guest. We have just wanted to let you know a few more things about this show. As you can see, we're about greens, we're about environment, we're about health, we're about spirituality, exercise, staying young, keeping our health. And instead of blasting all these terrible corporations that are doing so many bad things, we're trying to come up with solutions on how we can make this a better world. And I think we're doing that little by little. And we're getting better and better. We're getting more people. Don't forget, everyone, this show is the fastest growing internet radio show in the world. And it's number one on the charts. It is Gary Noel's show. Gary Noel, the owner of this station, his show is heard by more people than any FM or AM show anywhere. All right, let's get to our next guest. Her name is Hema Sandoval. She is with Danza Floricante, which is a folklorica dance team. And this group has been around 40 years. Hema is going to come on and tell us more about herself and about an event going on this weekend. And we're going to talk about Dia de los Muertos in English, that's Day of the Dead. Hema, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, always doing great. I love doing this show, and I love bringing on great information like the lady we just heard and yourself. Let's tell people about you, how you got into this, and your folklorico team, and the fact that you're doing this on the Dia de los Muertos weekend. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
The name of my company is Danza Floricanto USA. Because we began almost 40 years ago, at the time, I felt it was necessary to put USA in the front of it so that people would know that although we were a Mexican folk dance company, we were from the United States. That is really not necessary anymore. There are so many folk dance companies throughout the United States, but particularly in California, that people don't assume that anymore. People think that you are from the United States before they think you're from Mexico.
Right.
Our company right now is about 23 dancers strong, and we reside in the east side of Los Angeles, and we have classes for the community. We have events. And then, of course, we tour the company throughout the United States. Because this is Dia de los Muertos season, you might say, we have also been touring our Dia de los Muertos show throughout Southern California. But today, because it is the actual date of the Day of the Dead, the Dia de los Muertos, there are so many activities regarding the Dia de los Muertos, not only here in Los Angeles, but throughout the United States, that it is incredible that over the last 40 years or so, this thing has grown in incredible proportions. And it was really the beginning, about 40 years ago, when self-help graphics began what they called a walk, Camino de los Muertos, a walk of the dead between mm-hmm. Evergreen Cemetery to their facility, and they began to create altars, ofrendas, which is a very common thing now, but it wasn't then. And it was basically a gathering of the community to celebrate, to commemorate our dead. Now you have, I guess the most significant of them is the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. They also have it at several other cemeteries around town. And then, of course, a lot of the community centers have picked it up.
Right.
So that if you begin now, you won't be able to go to all the events. But also, I have seen events that go all the way to New York and Middle America. It's everywhere where you have a Latino influence.
Yeah, it's picking up all over the country. Tell us more about the Aztecs and a little more about the Dia de los Muertos history for our listeners that don't know. And by the way, this is always on Halloween weekend, and I believe the date is November the 2nd. Is that right, Gina? Tell us more about
that. Yeah, we celebrate the children who passed on November 1st and the adults on November 2nd. So really it's 2 days of celebration of the Dia de los Muertos. In the Aztec times, this used to be more of a family activity. They would go visit their loved ones at the grave site, and they would clean their graves and put flowers in there. The flowers that are available in the regions of Mexico are the marigolds, the very orange marigolds. So that is the flowers that are now synonymous with the Dia de los Muertos. But they were called, and I'm not going to test you on this. I'm just saying it as a reference point, cempasúchil, which is the Aztec word for the marigold. And they have a very particular smell, and of course you can't overlook it, the way that they look. So it is a sort of a thing that you look for in all of the altars where we now see the flower. So the idea of the cemetery being the focal point of the Dia de los Muertos comes to us all the way from Aztec times. It is moved on to being an individual family thing to a more communal thing. And so now we have communal altars and contests to see who has the most beautiful altar. But really, it began all the way from Aztec times. And it's something that is really a rural tradition that was transferred over to the United States, because many of the people that came from Mexico originally were people of the land, people that worked the land, so they brought that as part of their tradition. However, both here in the United States and Mexico at this time, the combination is both rural and urban. You really can't tell which is which anymore, because, as you know, we come from everywhere in Mexico, and many of us have been here in the United States for many generations now, so it's a real combination. But all of us have taken this up as a very important date, because it is the way that we celebrate our ancestors and that we honor them by remembering them.
Right. Gina, I mean, Hannah, I want to tell our listeners a few things and then ask you something else again. So hold on. I want to let our listeners know that we have a lot of new listeners from all over the country. So those of you that are east and anywhere you are in the USA, if you want to attend a Day of the Dead event, Dia de los Muertos, today or tomorrow, this weekend is the last weekend, go Google Day of the Dead, Google Dia de los Muertos, or ask around if you know of people that are activists or people that are into this type of thing, and try to find one in your area. You'd be surprised. You might have to drive 20, 30 miles, I don't know, but Dia de los Muertos is a great, great event. I mean, I was last year when I passed by Anthony Quinn, passed away, what, 6, 7 years ago, Hema, and they had a wonderful, I walked down the aisle to the Hollywood Forever, it's a cemetery, big cemetery. Many movie stars are laid to rest there, and I will be talking about this, announcing this again in a few minutes. But this, Anthony Quinn's family, one of his family was there, I think his son or nephew or somebody, and they were talking about it. They had him, they had pictures of him. These different altars are so creative. They have video, they have music, they have, you can see the person and talk about his life, or his families are there. These altars are beautiful with candles and everything. Would you, anything else, Emma? I'd like to see if you want to add something else. We've got a few minutes left here about Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, and why it's important for people to learn about this.
Well, in the Mexican culture, we believe that we experience death three times. One is when we leave our body. Two is when our spirit leaves us or leaves the earth. And three is when we are forgotten by our loved ones. And so what we do is try not to forget them so that we never leave, or our bodies, our souls are remembered. And I think that's really important, and that is why we celebrate the Dia de los Muertos. It is a way for us not to have our ancestors leave us forever.
Wow, that's great. Now, you know, Emma, I think I've mentioned to you that I am a salsa performer, dancer, producer, and teacher, and I'm all over L.A., and I do want to come over to your place to meet you one day soon. I'm glad we could connect on the phone. Tell our listeners why dance is so important for health, and not just folklorico dance, but all dances. I'd like to hear your take.
I think that before it becomes an artistic endeavor, it is great exercise, but it is fun exercise. And everybody can dance, believe it or not. We all are moved by music, all sorts of music. And so when we do that, we become timeless. We are no longer older or younger. We just are dancing to the music, and it is an awesome thing to do.
Wow.
And so in our space, we have after school for young people, and the older folks as well, because we believe in teaching our children that they should always move, because it is important that they feel empowered. It is not only the dancing part of things that is important. It is all the brain activity that it generates. I have never met a stupid dancer. If you are able to understand time, space, and choreography in its most rudimentary form, your brain is working like crazy. And all that is really important. And there have been studies that find that dancers are able to transfer their knowledge into medicine and to engineering and all sorts of higher activity of the brain.
That's super. That's great. Emma, give us your contact information for people that want to get a hold of you. And while you're doing that, tell us about your events this weekend, today and tomorrow, I think it is.
Well, actually, it is next weekend. It is November 9th and 10th.
That's right. Sorry.
It's a dance concert at the Floriganto Center for the Performing Arts. And we are at 4232 Whiteside Street in Los Angeles. But if you don't know where that is, you can call us at 323-261-0385 or go on the web at danzafloricantousa.com and you can find out all about it and about the activity this next weekend.
Great, great. Okay, we've got a minute or two. Any final thoughts about Día de los Muertos, your work, or what you foresee, what people need to do and learn about dance, about Día de los Muertos? You got a minute or two to finish up your part, if you could, Emma.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think that it is a wonderful thing that has happened in terms of the proliferation of Día de los Muertos. I think one of the reasons is that we all want to find ways in which we honor our ancestors and show our children the importance of our family, our traditions, and how we can become better members of our community. And Día de los Muertos does all that in very succinct, non-commercial ways. So if people want to really go participate in a community event, this is still the one. Día de los Muertos.
Right. It's wonderful. It's something that, if you haven't heard about it, listeners, you will hear about it more and more. Emma, thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to meeting you, and appreciate all your great help.
Thank you very much, Bob.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye.
Thanks again to Emma Sandoval and about Día de los Muertos, a wonderful holiday. We're going to turn our attention to the issues of genetically engineered foods because there's a lot of things going on in this country. We won in Connecticut. We won in Vermont. We're going to win in other states, in the eastern seaboard. Ohio is big time right now. Washington up north is big. And I want to tell you about what's happening in the state of Washington on the West Coast. Their election is November the 6th. That's Tuesday, a few days from now. And they need volunteers very, very much. And I'll give you this number a couple times so you can check on the website. It's yes522.com. Check that website, yes522.com. You can volunteer. You can be anywhere in the country. You can call from your home. It shows you four easy steps on how to do it once you get to the website. And they need your help. Monsanto is doing the same thing they did in California. I'm an activist, and I worked in California. We were winning. The polls had a 3-1 edge early, and it evaporated because we only had about $3 million. Monsanto had estimated between $50 and $65 million that they put in a lot of it the last week or two on radio, TV, and they lied about the fact that you should vote no on 37 in California because it would mean a lot of money. We'd have to pay more taxes, and that a lot of things that they just made up these fantastic lies. And, you know, I hate to say it, but lies do get attention in this world, unfortunately. But these people are putting lots of money in now. I know that. But we have a lot of people in California, including Pam Leary, who's been on this show many times, talking about she's the one that started the California Initiative, and she's a major leader in the country on this issue. She gets reports every month at least, every 3 or 4 or 5 weeks about what's going on around the country, and especially the West Coast. But we have a lady named Diana Reeves in Connecticut that gives me a full report around the country, especially the East Coast. And she's doing a boycott on many things such as Kellogg's. Kellogg's and all their various companies, there's a lot of companies that come under the heading of Kellogg's that are really putting some atrocious genetically engineered products into all of their foods. You go to the store today, my friends, and any supermarket you go to, regular mainstream supermarket, 80 to 95%, actually more like closer to 90%. I would say between 85 and 90% of all the foods in that store, and that number is going up and up, are genetically engineered. Anything in a box, in a can, juices, this is horrible, horrible, horrible. You need to see the movie Seeds of Death by Gary Null. And you can see that on YouTube, Seeds of Death. You need to also see the new movie that Jeffrey Siebert put out, and I'm going to have him on my show one way or another soon. It's called GMO OMG. And it's all about the latest going on with that issue. These are the two movies you must see if you want to really learn a lot of in-depth information about genetically engineered foods and what they're doing. Here's some more information for you because I'm on this issue. And again, I'm going to give this number to you several times so you can get it. We need volunteers. Please go on the website to yes522.com. To the yes on 522 or yes522.com. You can call from your home. They'll give you numbers to call. It's all explained on that. Just hit the volunteer button and you'll get lots of information on how you can help. We need help. Every state needs help. This is a U.S. coalition thing going on. And on July 4th and again on the 25th of, I think it was August, there were major, major worldwide events going on against Monsanto. MarchAgainstMonsanto.com, I believe it is. MarchAgainstMonsanto.com. Check that one out, too. You'll find out all the latest about past activities and future activities. Our foods are being horribly chemically and engineered to death, and they're causing death. Do you realize that 50 to 64 countries, I'm hearing different estimates, between 50 and 64 countries around the world you must either label GMO foods or, in many cases, more and more, they're not even allowing them in. Things are happening. Like I say, we won in Connecticut. We won in Vermont. We're going to win in more states. Hopefully we'll win November 6th in Washington up north. This issue is big all over the world. So when we had marches, when we had demonstrations in those activities I just mentioned, over 400 group cities and groups all over the world were involved. So this is a worldwide issue. We are going to win, and Monsanto, Dow, and their people are going to lose, unfortunately for them, but fortunately for the rest of the world. In Mexico, they are going there right as we speak. They're making strides to genetically engineer all of the corn. Corn is the number one staple in Mexico. It's got so many things to it, but now you got to be real careful because corn, sugar beets, sugar, many things have enormous amounts of genetically engineered foods. They're tainted. They're bad. In Argentina, we have pictures and we have people there that are coming out, babies are coming out deformed, people are getting sick, people are dying. This is a horrible, horrible thing going on around the world. So please, this support one more time. If you want to help Washington win, we're going to do this for all over the country. This is one of my main issues because it is big, it is important. Make sure you go to yes522.org, or you can go to, now that might be yes on or yes 522. All right, we're going to switch gears now and go to something else here. I want to tell you more about myself. I'm Bobby Elias. If you have any questions about this show or you'd like to add something, feel free to call me. I'll give you my number, area 323-770-1925. Tell your friends to listen to this show. They can hear it if they're not online at this number, area 619-550-0869. Let's talk about health and aging for a few minutes. We are Dr. Sarah Larson, my co-host in the show, she's wonderful. She's a real, real all-around person. I like to think that I am, too, on so many different issues regarding quality of life, living longer, healthier. We're into exercise. We're into every form. Let's talk about foods. Let's talk about juicing. The way I wake up in the morning, and I'm just grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful for all the things that I have, car, my family, a bed to sleep in, a refrigerator, a stove. Many countries don't have these things at all. We're blessed. Let's be grateful for what we have and not think about what we don't have. I do that every morning, and I tell my affirmations about how much I love myself, very important, and how this is a wonderful day, it's a wonderful world. I only think about the good. I've seen people that were sick, and all they thought about is they're going to get well, they're going to be healthy, no problem, there's nothing bad going on, and they work their way mentally into health. This can happen. All right, so after I wake up, I have a juice. I start out with a green juice. Gary Noll has a thing called Green Stuff. You can get that by calling the New York office. You can get that by calling me. But you want to, and you can get more information on it by calling me. And I'll give you those information as you go along to finish. Green stuff and green powder are so good. There are lots of vegetables, wheatgrass, and all the wonderful greens from the ocean, the sea vegetation, such as chlorella, spirulina, dulse, barley. So many wonderful greens are in this. And it's a detoxifier. It's a cleanser. They did a study 5 years ago or so, and 95% of people succeeded by having 4 glasses of juice a day, positive thinking, vegetarian diet, all the good things. And the men, their hair came back. Women, their skin got better. It was a wonderful, wonderful, and that convinced me that, and they did it on 4 juices a day for 3 months. Green juices. Green, green, green. Yes. That's immense. So you need this doc. It'll clean you out. It'll get you going. Then you can also have a red juice. It's a red. You can put in red stuff. It's a powder that Gary Noll has. Or you can actually go out and buy lots of red and all the fruits and put them all into it and juice them and drink them. I would suggest going to a farmer's market because the regular stores, even the health stores, they've been sitting there for days. You go to the farmer's market, it's the same day post-plucked or the day before. Much fresher. So you want to have a green juice. You want to have a red juice. The green is, as I said, detoxifies you, cleanses you out. The red is a healing, it's rejuvenation, it's energy, it's antioxidants. They're great for your skin, your cells, everything. Then you want cruciferous. You want sprouted green vegetables like broccoli, like mustard seed, the sprouted ones, cabbage, cow. There's so many things. So you want to have all these things to keep your body healthy. You want to drink lots of water. Now, when you eat your food, you want to chew slowly. Start out by chewing very, very, very slow. Chew 20, they say 30, 40 times. I say minimum 20 times. You can count. I do this with my son. My son is autistic, and we stand there, and I say, chew, Bobby, chew, Bobby Jr. And I say, so he chews 20 times, at least. And then he swallows the food. And when he picks up his fork or spoon, he puts his mouth a small amount, puts the spoon or fork down, then chews. This is a habit. I'm teaching him. He's learning. I'm going to get this guy healthy. That's my son. So you want to chew your food slowly. Now, you don't want to drink water during your meal. You drink it before the meal, 15 minutes. It could be 5 minutes, could be half an hour, but roughly 15 minutes before your meal, have an 8 or 6 ounce glass of water. Alkaline water is preferable, of course, before the meal. Then you have your meal, because if you drink it during the meal or after the meal, you're flushing down all the enzymes and salivas and all the digestion that's working to your benefit in your body. So you want to chew slowly and have your water first and put less food on your plate. Better to undereat. I have 5 meals a day. You don't need 3 big meals a day. Take your hand and make a fist. That's the size of your stomach. Now, do you want to overlap that stomach, that little small stomach you have? If you do, yeah, I'll go ahead. It's going to expand. It's going to get used to being more food. It's going to add fat to your body. It's going to throw you all out of kilter. Also, if you don't chew your food right, guess what happens? It goes into your digestive system, and it causes chaos because it's not disseminated. It's not liquidish going into your intestines, and that can cause a lot of problems. You don't need that. So there you go. That's what you want. That's the way you want to live. You want to have more vegetables, more fruits. If you eat meat, cut back. Meat is genetically engineered. You've heard of alkaline. Well, the opposite of alkaline is acid. It's acidic. Meat and dead food are foods that are not live. Like fruits and vegetables are alive. They're from the trees. They're from the ground. That's what you want to eat. That's what nature meant to eat. Our teeth were meant for plants and fruits, greens, not meat. The animals that live the longest don't eat meat at all. Elephants, turtles, I think giraffes, there's a number of them. And the ones that live the shortest lives, like the big cats, like the lions and tigers and cougars, they live short lives, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. That's it. The good animals, elephants, they live years and years and years. I've heard estimates of 50, 80, 100, 200 years by some of these different creatures that are not meat eaters. That can tell you something. I'm a vegan. And I'm proud to be a vegan. I go to a number of vegan events all over Los Angeles, and they're just wonderful. Now, you want to also stay away from fish. Remember Fukushima 2.5 years ago? That was the radiation's in the water. It's all over the water, and that water travels all over the world. The fish travel all over the world. Every single fish in this world is contaminated. It's radiated. You eat that fish, you're eating radiation. That's slow death, my friends. You don't want to die sooner than you have to. And I'm giving you the tips on how to do that. We're trying to come up with a name for our show. We want to have a show strictly on health, strictly on aging, strictly on living longer and healthier with a quality of life. This is what I'm working on with the New York office, Progressive Radio Network. So you want to eat, now you want to think positive too. If you're going to eat healthy, great. But stay away from toxicity. You want to think positive. As I mentioned earlier, I get up in the morning, I'm grateful for what I have, I don't think about what I don't have. I also want to say positive things to myself all day long. Affirmations. I'm healthy. I'm great. I feel good today. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to see someone at a job. I'm going to send love to that place right now. And I'm going to spiritually be right there with all the love in my heart to the people I'm going to see today. These are wonderful, beautiful things. You want to hear more about this? Gary Noel has a CD called Law of Attraction, DVD, I should say. Louise Hay has wonderful CDs. Go to the Hay House. Wayne Dwyer, he's also associated with the Hay House. He has got wonderful things on positive thinking. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to live. So you want to have positive thinking. You want to eat the right things. Exercise. We didn't say anything about that yet. What do you do for exercise? I power walk. I walk fast. I go upstairs. I dance. I'm a dance teacher and a performer. And when I dance, I like to be in the sun. You know why? I perspire. I sweat. Get rid of the toxins. And I sleep better on those nights. Whenever I go dancing for 3 or 4 hours, really fast dancing, really a lot of dancing, one after the other, no stopping, I sleep like a baby. So dancing is a way to stay young. Yoga, oh my God, it's wonderful. Everybody should yoga. Stretch the body. It does so many things for you. It calms your mind. It slows you down. It's a workout. And it stretches you. It is just God's exercise. Yoga is so, so, so important. So, my friends, this is the way to live. This is the best way to live to be over 100. It can happen. Stem cells. Last week we had Dr. Burton Goldberg. We're going to have him on again in the next few weeks. Make sure you hear my promos. We're going to give you a rundown on some of the future shows we're going to have. Erectile dysfunction for men. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about cell phones and the radiation they cause. We're going to talk about anti-aging, stem cells. So be sure to stay with our show every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on PRN.FM. I would like to also give you my phone number for those of you that would like to call and give me some more ideas on what you want to do, what you want to, how you want to, what you think we can do in the show, ideas for speakers. We're into, as I said earlier, anti-aging. We're into spirituality, positive thinking, overall health, genetically engineered foods, green America. We're into sustainable living, growing your own foods, seeds. Another person we're going to have in the next few weeks is Dr. Vandana Shiva. She's in India. She's a very good friend with a gentleman that was on my show a few weeks ago and who's going to host another Gary Null meeting that I'm going to have. Her name is Dr. Vandana Shiva. She is the seeds lady. She is in India, and she's trying to pass the word out, save your seeds. She is really into organic farming and growing, and she's in India. She's such a spiritual, beautiful lady. We're going to have her on the show. We have a Gary Null meeting coming up possibly Saturday, November the 23rd. It's not confirmed yet. We're looking at 2 p.m. in the Los Angeles area at the Learning Garden. It's in Venice, near Venice Beach, and it's a beautiful garden next to Venice High School. We were there a few weeks ago. We're going to be there again. We're also possibly going to be at the Gateway. That's where Dr. Sarah Larson has her office, my co-host on the show. It's a healing center, and they have meetings there. So we're going to have Dr. Sarah Larson on soon. We're going to have David King, the organic farm man, on. We're going to have Dr. Burton Goldberg on. Dr. Vandana Shiva from India, she'll be on. We're going to continue to talk about the genetically engineered foods, green America, the environment. We got it all for you. So make sure you stay with our show. Now, in the next few weeks, we're also going to have a call-in where you can call in with your questions. We'll have either Dr. Burton Goldberg answer questions or our co-host, Dr. Sarah Larson. Dr. Sarah Larson is a medical intuitive. She's a holistic doctor. She is a spiritual counselor. She has meetings once a week for the public to come to. I meet with her once a week for an hour, hour and a half, to go over everything about our radio show, everything about how we want to expand and teach the world on all these issues that we're trying to do. And we have people on the internet, social media, we're trying to create a better world. Some more people we're going to have in the near future, Dr. Ralph Nader. We're going to have Barbara Marks Hubbard. She is the visionary of the world. We're going to have Thrive, the movie Thrive. We're going to go into that. We're going to hopefully interview Jeffrey Siebert, who produced GMO-OMG. You heard about that earlier in the show, all about genetically engineered foods. I commend you. I really, really asking you to make sure that you see those movies. On this show, I want your ideas and your thoughts. Make sure you also, if you like our show, rate us on iTunes. I need your help. Tell your friends about this show. Don't forget to hear the show on PRN.FM. Progressive Radio Network is the fastest growing station in the world. It's number one in alternative health. And you can call a number. Here's the number again to call if you're not near a computer, if you don't have one. Call area 619-550-0869. You can also call me, my phone number, area 323-770-1925. We're going to sign off in another minute or two with a song on the radio by Donna Sumner, because we are on the radio, aren't we? And if you like our beginning song, We Are the World, we also have had many, many great spiritual songs and the love songs, songs that are, they might be a little old, might be 20, 30 years old, so what? They're good songs that tell you about what we're doing. I'm ad-libbing here. I'm giving you a lot of spontaneous talk because I'm trying to finish up the show. So I'm going to turn this over to our engineer. Before I do that, I want to thank our producer in New York, Jason, our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D, our guest today, Emma Sandoval, talking about Dia de los Muertos, Denise Hamlin, Green America, and greenfestivals.com.org. We also, the GMO issue, we want you to be sure to help out. Yes, I522.com or .org. Make sure you help and support. You need to volunteer. So I'm going to sign off now. Thanks to all you listeners also, and let's stay in touch. I'm going to sign off with our song. Melissa, if you're there, we'll hear it's got our song on, and thank you for – Melissa, also thank you, and thank the whole staff in New York. Have a good day, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another little letter from the Lonely Hearts Club. Tune in. Maybe you'll find the one you lost, too, on our little old radio show. Here's the first letter. Somebody.